when you look at it from the outside, it was very obvious I wasn't young anymore. I'm sitting on a train with two young kids going into the city for like a park day.
Yeah, sure.
It's very different stage to life to what they're in. But for some reason, it crept up on me. I was wow, I'm getting old.
Well, and I guess Blink-182 was sort of that punk rock, we're young, we're changing the world sort of vibe.
It was very angsty.
To realise that teen angst vibe is now, you know, maybe someone in their 30s or 40s, that is hard.
13-106-5. What made you feel old?
Yeah.
When did you realise?
Have you had a moment that just sort of made you go, oh,
it's often
goodness.
When you're around younger people.
Yeah.
One happened recently, actually, with producer Samson when we were talking about the Sydney Olympics. He wasn't alive for it.
What year were you born, producer Samson?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, give us the year.
2002.
Yeah.
You wouldn't remember Blink-182 either.
Yeah, do you know who we're talking about, don't you, Samson, the Blink-182?
Yeah, I love them. I grew up on them, actually.
Okay, they were mum and dad's favourite. Look, 13-106-5, what made you feel old?
Do you have one?
Well, I've had a couple. I mean, I work at a school when I'm not here, and so you kind of come across this often. I think I've told you about the year five student a few years ago. I mentioned watching something on Channel 9, and he looked at me and said, "What's Channel 9?
What, because they only know Netflix and, like, you know, Stan and whatever.
Well, and this is, I had to go, like, I guess it's like that, but you don't choose what's on. Very, very hard concept to explain terrestrial television to a child. Look, 13-106-5, have you had a moment that made you feel old? Maybe someone didn't know something that you thought was common knowledge. Maybe you encountered someone and found out they weren't alive at something that you remember vividly being an adult for. That's a scary one. The first time you started meeting adults who were born from 2000 onwards.
I think a part of it too is when you start getting older than footballers.
Yeah, when you realise, well, I'm now 30, right?
Yeah.
And 30-year-olds in football are moving near the end, right?
Yeah.
And in my head, somewhere still in there is the dream that if I just put in a few good pre-seasons...
you could kick a few goals.
They might pick
you could
me
put
up.
A, you could do a stint off the bench.
Sure. 13-106-5, what is it that's made you feel old? What's a moment you've had? Maybe it was your kids. Maybe it was something you heard. Something that just made you go, oh, I really am aging. Give us a call.
You're up early with Zach and Dom.
Bye. this.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Jack and Dom this Saturday morning on Kiss.
13-106-5. What is the moment that made you feel old? I was on a train going into the city recently, and I heard a group of teenagers, one lean into the other as if they had a hot tip.
Yeah.
Some underground artist they've just heard of. They said, hey, have you ever heard of Blink 182?
Yeah.
All the small things, true care.
Yeah. And I laughed at first because I was like, what do you mean? Have you ever heard of them?
Mm.
And then I thought like, oh no, it's because I'm old.
Yeah, that's
not a band that people are across anymore.
Well, this would be to them the equivalent of what 70s music would have been to you.
As a 80s, I think. 80s, early 80s. Yeah, I was thinking like Bon Jovi, Van Halen.
Yes.
And when I was in high school, I wouldn't have thought they were cool.
And you wouldn't
definitely
thought,
not.
You wouldn't have thought they were recent either.
No. And that's made me think. I was like, oh, it has been a while, hasn't it?
Rachel in Sydney on 13-106-5. What made you feel old, Rachel?
Hey, so my 8-year-old asked what year I was born.
Yeah.
And when I told her 1991, she said, oh, so you were born in the 1900s.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, technically true.
Yeah,
technically true.
This is the tricky thing, isn't it? When you're talking about when we lived so close to a change in millennium, right? That you are technically born in a previous millennium.
That's if you were born, if you're a 90s kid or 80s or whatever, previous to 2000, I wonder as we go on.
Yes.
Whether that's going to be more and more of a thing.
Yeah.
You come from last century. Man,
I was born in 1993. If I, live to 90, the ABC will do a documentary with me about someone who remembers the last millennium.
Yes.
I'll be one of those people.
Yeah, remembering the year 2000 will be like a documentary.
Oh, man. It will be. Alex in Melbourne on 13-106-5. What made you feel old, Alex?
Yeah, I was at university and the internet was running a bit slow and I'm 32 and all these young high school kids have come out and they've joined university and I said that, oh, the internet's having a dial-up moment and they had no clue.
Yeah, they didn't get it.
And then we played the sound for them and told them that it took 10 minutes to check your emails and they, nah, not possible.
Not only that,
what a phone cord was.
You had to turn the internet on and off. Remember, you had to log on.
Yeah. Those are my very early memories of internet. I do remember going to a friend's place and we wanted to search up some way to play a video game, like some hack of a video game, and it genuinely took us 15 minutes to get onto a text-only website.
Oh, you mean like you could use to put in the passcodes or something like that?
Yeah.
To get all the levels.
Yeah, it was that sort of thing, trying to find a cheat. Like
on Crash Bandicoot, and we literally, like, you see it on the computer screen and you'd write it down.
Yeah, pen and paper.
You couldn't print.
No, you get pen and paper, you head back over to the Xbox or the Nintendo 64 and put it in. I mean, look, I realize if there are any Gen Z or God could be a Gen Alphas listening.
Well, just tune out for a second, guys. Give us a little bit of a moment to reminisce.
This must be how you and I feel like when we tune into, you know, the classic hits, the oldie sort of stations.
Yeah, I know,
the
but hits sure, from the 60s and 70s. So quickly.
Yeah, they don't warn you, do they?
I'm only in my 30s. I don't feel like I should feel like I'm a dinosaur.
Maybe there should be like every time you move up to a new sort of generation, there should be some sort of graduation that the government has to run for you. Just so you know, you've now moved to level 5 of oldness.
Having kids did it for me.
Yeah, okay.
Because before that, I thought, oh, no, I'm still pretty young.
Yeah.
And then you age pretty quickly with children. They should do one of those, like, before and after photo shoots.
Yeah.
Like 5 years in. Because you probably age 20 years.
You're up early with Zach and Dom.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Kyle and Jackie O.
They're very funny.
A fun way to wake up in the morning.
Last night I smashed my car. I was taking my daughter Kitty home. I was in the garage. She's opened the back door. I don't know, got distracted, forgot it was open. I reverse out.
With the door open?
Wide open. The door buckled completely and snapped. We had to change. We have an old RAV4. I don't use it ever.
Yeah,
it's just an emergency.
Yeah.
And then there's a barbecue table in my garage. So as I'm reversing, I smashed the car.
Oh, my God.
You could hear the, like, and I stopped. And Kid and I just looked at each other and we just burst out laughing because we were like, this is ridiculous.
What a wonderful life lesson for her. When you ruin hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cars, just laugh it off.
Because what can you do?
Well, you can learn.
No.
You can learn lessons.
Shut up and drive. Make up your own mind.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Hurry. The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Are you ready to start something? Do what you love? With 38 free TAFE courses and over 130 nationally recognised qualifications, including fashion, hair, beauty and barbering. Come to Kangan Institute, the Australian Large Training Provider of the Year 2022. No ATAR needed. It's time to unleash you. At Kangan Institute, call 13 TAFE to apply now or visit kangan.edu.au. Eligibility criteria applies. Some or all of this training is delivered with Victorian and Commonwealth Government funding. RTO 3077.
The Nick Scully Spring Clearance ends Sunday with up to 50% off selected living, dining and bedroom furniture. Save up to 50% at the Spring Clearance. End Sunday at Nick Scully.
Hey, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like Chook, Snags, and Chewy. Is this a joke?
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
All right, hold still.
This is the sound of an unnecessary bowl cut.
Whoa, wait. Check money plan. No need to trim the budget that much.
Phew.
There's better tools to help you budget, like Money Plan in the CommBank app, one of many simple tools from CommBank to help manage your money. And they just won Canstar's Bank of the Year Award for Best Digital Banking for the 15th year in a row. Conditions apply when using the CommBank app.
The Australian Women's Health Diary does more than help organise our lives. It's packed with expert health advice important to every woman. Plus, every diary sold supports research into the treatment, prevention and cure of breast cancer. Just $19.99 from newsagents, Woolworths, participating post offices and online at womenshealthdiary.com.au. The Australian Women's Health Diary, the diary that saves lives. Buy one for yourself and the special women in your life.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Does your to-do list live rent-free in your head? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. From steaming carpets to moving house to hanging paintings to painting chicken coops. Get more done with Airtasker.
As the supportive parent of a teen, there are times when you must decide yay or nay. Driving them to seven sports in one weekend, yay. Taking time off work to work at the school working bee, yay. Giving your underage teen alcohol, nay. 89% of parents aren't giving their teens alcohol. So have a conversation with your teens. Drinkwise wants you to know it's okay to say nay.
With NIB health insurance, you could get a discount on groceries. You could upgrade your cooking.
Order up.
Yes, chef.
NIB. Potentially amazing. Get started at nib.com.au today.
Want to make $7 go further? Get Ampol Fruiterie's Crave and Save. Just $7 for a selected sandwich and a drink from the 250ml Red Bull or 600ml Coca-Cola ranges. Good if you're craving, great if you're saving. Crave and Save, only at Ampol Fruiterie. Offers October 1, see ampol.com.au for details.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
Explore Asia's wonders with Malaysia Airlines. Fly Malaysia Airlines to Phuket, Ho Chi Minh City, Trivandrum and more from 819 return. Book now at malaysiaairlines.com and experience exceptional Malaysian hospitality. Offer ends September 5. T's and C's apply.
Live life in the fast lanes these school holidays at Strike, the ultimate entertainment experience. With bowling, laser tag and mind-boggling escape rooms, Strike is fun with the works. Search Strike Bowling Deals to get great school holiday offers.
Hey, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like Chook, Snags, and Chewy. Is this a joke?
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
Home. That should be music to our ears.
A place that makes us feel safe and loved.
But for thousands of at-risk Aussie kids, that doesn't sound like home at all.
So we built a place that does.
Musicians Making a Difference has been using music and mentoring to transform young lives for more than 20 years.
Now, for thousands of at-risk kids, home sounds like mad.
But we need your help to keep our home humming.
Donate today and keep MAD something like home for those who need it most.
Donate now at mmad.org.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
Buckle up for Baby Bunting Safely On Board Sale. Save up to $300 off selected car seats, $70 off selected carriers and more. Plus book our expert car seat installation. Get safely on board with Baby Bunting.
Bye, Baby Bunting.
Exclusions, T's and C's apply.
Hi, it's Kyle and Jackie O here. If you love all the latest celebrity goss, we have the podcast perfect for you.
It's our own news where you'll get the latest from the celebrity world.
Kyle and Jackie's own news podcast. Press follow in whatever podcast app you're on to stay up to date.
Yes.
It's not a secret I try to hide. You know you won't be. So don't keep shaking our hands tight. You claim it's not in the cards and fate is pulling you miles away and out of reach from me. But you're here in my heart, so who can stop me if I decide that you're my destiny? What if we you
to you, yeah. But there are mountains, and there are doors that we can walk through. I know you're wondering why, because we're able to be just you and me within these walls. But when we go outside, you're gonna a secret I try to hide, but I can't have you. We're bound to break and my hands are tied.
Hey, this is Troy Sivan.
Melbourne's number one hit music station.
Kiss 101.1.
Communication, tell me what you want. Just a new vibration, let your body talk to me, baby. Love, if you wanna show me why you've been scheming up, if you wanna. Trust the simulation, don't you let it break. Every simulation, promise I can take what you wanna get. Boy, you better show me why you've been scheming up. You got my heartbeat racing, my body blazing.
You're up early with Zach and Dom on Kiss. AFL Grand Final is upon us, Zach, and I had to get tickets the other day. Very exciting as a Brisbane Lions fan to be able to get tickets to go along.
The big dance.
That's what they call it. And, I mean, you know, I got my heart broken last year. It was my birthday on Grand Final day. The Lions lost to Collingwood.
Your 30th birthday and you celebrated with your team losing.
Yeah, I had a very long, slow walk by myself through Melbourne afterwards. I left the people I was sitting with and said, give me a minute, guys. I just need to process
this. That was what you did the only time I've ever been to the football with you as well.
Yeah.
Are you often leaving by yourself for a solemn walk?
If things go poorly, yes. Hopefully not this time around. But there was something about the ticket buying process that I'm just over this now.
Tell me about it. Help
me with this. What the hell is the processing fee for? Can you explain? It was an $8, I think it was, processing fee per ticket.
Mm.
Now, is that for the computer processing systems?
Yes. I believe that's how they justify it.
You're telling me, so if they sell 100,000 tickets,
they
need $800,000 per event of computer processing.
Well, it certainly doesn't cost $8 to process whatever they're doing when you click buy.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
And then it comes up 3 seconds later with, you know, confirmed. It's like, what, that was $8?
Well, if so, I'm surprised that they're not charging me more for Instagram posts, because that I would think would use more when now, I put a photo up.
Are they...
Yeah.
Are you getting, you're not getting anything printed?
No.
So they're just sending you an electronic copy.
See, I reckon in the past, this is my theory. I reckon in the past, that fee used to be the printing fee to print the tickets and post them to you. And then they moved online and they're like, we can just keep the fee.
Our producer Samson said he can actually explain what a processing fee is. How do you know about this, Samson?
Well, I've done a lot of ticketing stuff in the past.
Yeah, you're kind of a renaissance man, aren't you? Only in your early 20s, you've had a lot of lives.
Yeah, you really have. So many of them, and we love hearing about them on the show. So tell me, what is the processing fee for? Is it just a scam?
No, it's not a scam. What's happened here is because these guys can't make up an entire program themselves...
Mm.
These guys are actually charging them extra on top of the tickets they're charging you in order to make their money to pay for the program.
So this is like their licensing software agreement.
Yeah, basically, it's like, you know, if you tap your card, for example, and you've got that 1.5% on the credit card, it's the same thing.
So Ticketek aren't seeing this $8. This is going to the company they outsource the program to.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So what did Ticketek do then? If they're not giving the tickets, what's their job?
Marketing, I think.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, I'm generally
over fees.
Yeah.
I think fees are done. It's the same with Airbnb. They keep adding stuff on.
Don't get me started.
The cleaning fee's like $150 now. I'm like, that's how much the accommodation used to be.
I actually emailed an Airbnb person once and said, if I clean it, thoroughly, I'll take the money. Like, give me the cleaning fee, because I reckon I could do a job for $150. I was in the Airbnb for one night on this occasion. I was like, I reckon you would not be able to tell. But no, they had to do it.
Someone told me the other, Samson pointed out the credit card fee.
Yeah.
I hadn't realized, you know, there's a fee on Tap and Go.
Yeah, it's small, isn't it?
But it is small, but you don't see it because you pay $40 or whatever. But then it shows up in your bank account as $40.10. I'm like, what's that? Hey. No one told me about that 10 cents.
I just think, work it into the actual cost. How hard is it? Just add $8 to the ticket cost.
We're actually pretty good at that in Australia. GST is in the price.
You don't have to tip a waiter. Yeah.
We're almost there.
So just put $8 onto the ticket. Let me pay the full ticket price. Don't put this flipping processing fee on there.
Airfares.
Yeah?
They're the worst. Mate.
You know what? I'm starting to see why when they say no hidden fees in ads, that's appealing to people.
Yeah.
Because it's the bloody hidden fees, isn't it? It's the bloody hidden fees.
That's how they get you.
You're up early with Zach and Dom.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I dreamed alone. I wrote a song for you. And all the things that you do. And it was cool yellow.
And I will try to fix you.
We have all your free tickets to see them live.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Ah, yes, thank you so much. I'm so excited. I love Coldplay.
Keep it Kiss all weekend to win. Coldplay, Melbourne's number one hit music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
Ready to spring your dream adventures to life? Whether you're hitting the open road, getting out on the water, or camping under the stars, Battery World has the perfect battery solution for you. Ready, set, adventure. Battery World, power your spring passion.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free, and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out, don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
RACV Car Loans offer competitive rates to get you moving. Whether it's your first new car, a family's getting bigger car, and I know it's a midlife crisis and that makes it okay, car. Or just an SUV. Prepare for the best with RACV. Search RACV Car Loans today. Approval subject to RACV lending criteria. RACV Finance Limited, Australian Credit Licence Number 391488. Conditions, fees and charges apply.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Amaysim! Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Does the whole family love Oporto? Then feed them all with the Oporto Family Burger Meal. Two single Bondi burgers, two kids burgers, family size chips and drinks for just $34.95. Oporto. Oh, yeah.
Hey, comedy star Jason Alexander here. You can get almost anything on Uber Eats, like, Chook, Snags, and Chewy? Wait, is this a joke?
Get almost anything on Uber Eats.
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice-daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
You're only a what-if away from...
Mates right!
As our mate, you get access to discounts like 10% or more off select hotels around Oz and beyond. Find out more on the What If app. What If? It's Aussie for travel.
We're home off the freeway and it's bumper to bumper. Some big delays are expected.
No one likes to be slowed down, especially in business. At OnDeck, we make it easy to get the funds your business needs. OnDeck Group has helped over 100,000 small businesses get ahead and lend over $13 billion US dollars to businesses globally. Approval in as quickly as 2 hours and the funds in your account as fast as the same business day. Speed up your business with OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Visit ondeck.com.au.
All loans are subject to lender approval.
Laser Clinics Australia's Big Beauty Sale is on now. Save 50% on laser hair removal and selected skin treatments like microdermabrasion, skin needling and more. Hurry, limited time only. Book now at laserclinics.com.au and save 50%. T's and C's apply. See website for details.
Ever driven with total reassurance? With a Hyundai Genuine Service, now you can. Our factory-trained technicians work in over 170 locations Australia-wide. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. T's and C's apply.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
Footy season. The excitement, the cheering, and importantly, the right drop to go with the game from IGA Liquor. Right now, you can get a Carlton Dry 24-pack only $52 or Heineken Lager 24-pack for $52 and Suntory minus 196 6% 10-pack varieties $42. Because at IGA Liquor, there's something to keep everyone happy, win or lose. IGA Liquor, where good footy deserves a great drop. Over 18s only. Enjoy responsibly.
We can see so much of the world with our cars, but we can't always see what's going on with them. Like when our brake pads are worn thin, or when our tyres are wearing unevenly. With Bridgestone Tech Check, our technicians send you a 60-second video inspection that shows you what needs repairing now and what can wait, so you can go with confidence. Bridgestone Select, Tyre and Auto.
This year's Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest has more than ever.
An adventure zone, the RV Master Stage, an off-grid campground and kids zone.
Let's get going.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au. Start here, go anywhere.
Zach and Dom on Kiss.
We've been covering this year, Dom, my descent into obsessive op shopping.
Obsessive op shopping is a good way to put it. You are obsessed.
And I have been thinking recently, it's impeding my life a little bit. I'm going too much.
You're finally realizing this. Well, what's woken you up to that truth?
Well, I've transitioned out of general clothing. I still look at the clothing, but I'm really after cameras now.
And we should clarify for people who go, oh, gosh, is he going like every week to an op shop? No. Pretty much, and I'm not joking, daily.
Yeah, most days.
Four or five op shops a day is...
Yeah, but they're in like, yeah, op shop precincts.
I was,
so, like,
yeah.
Four, you could go to four easily in half an hour. Boom, 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 boom.
And it's clear, like, it's not like Zach lives in an apartment complex that's in a strip that has op shops. And, like, he walks to get his morning coffee, happens to walk past the op shops.
Sometimes I do.
But he leaves his house in the suburbs, intentionally drives to a place that has op shops.
No, but I've told you before, a part of it is that there's so many within, you know, a five-minute drive.
Yeah,
I just seem to be a lot around.
Mm.
I don't know if they're increasing in popularity.
Well, in your area, they are, mate.
Yeah, maybe they're coming towards me because they know I'm spending so much money. Yeah. Well, I tell you, I think it's gone a little too far because I'm into these old film cameras and they all take weird batteries.
What do you mean weird batteries?
Like batteries sometimes they don't make anymore, or batteries that you can only get from specialty photography so stores.
There's like, in my mind, there's four batteries.
Yeah.
There's like the AA, AAA sort of shapes, yeah, the small cylinder. There's the flat discs, yeah, those
the,
ones.
So what are they, button batteries?
There's sort of the rectangular ones.
Yep.
The Duracell, mate. Yeah, yep. And then you've got the big car ones.
There's, is that as the extent of batteries?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what are the other batteries?
No, if you go to like the Woolworths battery aisle, mate, your what mind shape? Is going to be blown.
What shape is the ones you're looking
for? Well,
they're
for? All largely those tubular kind of small sausage style of battery.
Yeah, kind of like a baby carrot.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though. I got sick of buying these cameras and getting home and testing them, and they don't work because majority of them don't work, like 90%.
Yeah.
So what I do now is I bought basically one of every battery. I've got a battery library.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And I have my little bum bag, and I take my library with me.
You've got a holster. You got a
I've
battery
got
holster.
Every battery known to man in my little holster. Yeah. And now when I come across a camera, I can test it then and there.
Ooh, snazzy. So you walk in to sell those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you find an old vintage camera and you say, does this work? And they say, oh, we don't know. It doesn't have batteries. We don't have batteries for it.
Yeah, they don't make them anymore. And I go, well, that's where you're wrong. I've tracked one down from Russia. I've got it in my little bag here. Now, you laugh.
Yes,
but
I do.
One of my first outings with it, I was waiting in line.
By the way, can I just say, there are places in the world you'd be on a watch list for carrying a bum bag of batteries.
I do have to be careful.
You do. Very careful. But so what happened?
Yeah, yeah. And this guy was buying a camera in front of me, and he was very excited. This old Pentax.
Okay.
And I could hear the guy going, yeah, you just need to go to a photography store, and there's a special battery that you did, and then you'll be on your way. And he's like, yeah, yeah, cool, cool. And I go, sorry, do you need a battery to test it? And he said, yep. And I said, well, I've got one right here. And he said, you've got one for this camera? And I said, I'm sure I would. Let me rifle through my bag.
And?
Yeah, of course I did.
And did it work?
No, it did not.
Oh, there you go.
He had to return it then and there, and he thanked me
for
not having to go home and then come back. I mean, to be fair, he was so happy to get the camera. He was so excited when I came in on the conversation. Wasn't so happy leaving.
No, no, no.
Because, you know, I've deflated his balloon a little bit.
But he was going to find out one day.
Exactly. That's what I said to him. I saved you a trip.
Very weird service you're offering. And I just...
Look, I understand. Yeah. I understand it's weird.
Yeah, there's just... My point is, it's one of the classic situations where to go from zero to here, you would be shocked by yourself.
Yes.
But like, you've slowly gotten there.
But not that slowly, because it's only been this year. Yeah. If me from this time last year, October last year, was listening and they go, what, a bum bag full of batteries? How did we get to that? They would be surprised.
You're up early. This is Zach and Dom.
We'll be right back. For all the you through the dark, can't get enough. You're the medicine and the pain, the tattoo inside my brain. And baby, you know it's obvious. I'm a sucker for you.
Right around Australia on your Saturday, you're up early with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Date or mate?
This is our national vibe check on 131065. If you're listening with more than one person, give us a call because we think by just asking you one question, we can figure out whether you're a date or just mates, whether you are romantically involved or just friends.
We're kicking it off with Monique and Josh on 131065. Question for you, Josh, what's the loveliest, most special present or gift Monique has ever bought you?
Gosh, I think...
Yeah, while you think, Monique, what's the nicest present Josh has ever got you?
Probably like an iPad.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
That's pretty extravagant. Josh, you got one from Monique yet?
It's coming.
Monique, this is
offensive.
Is that
because there's so many presents, Josh, or because there's never been
maybe
a present?
He doesn't remember anything, apparently.
Yeah, maybe like...
You know what?
Oh, I tell you what, if you guys are a couple, I think we might have caused a bit of an issue here.
I think we're starting. I think they are a couple, and I think we're starting fun. Are you guys a couple?
We definitely
are. Josh, you can't remember one gift.
I know.
Monique, what's the best gift you've gotten, Josh? If he can't remember, you tell us.
So we probably just like bought each other like tickets and stuff for like holidays and things like that.
Yeah, really like that.
Yeah, Josh.
But you couldn't think of it, Josh. You couldn't think of that great holiday.
Sometimes I like to imagine the moment we, you know, turn the phone call off on the show. What's the conversation
what's happening
in the car like?
Right now?
Right as we speak, they probably turn the radio down.
I imagine they turn the radio down.
And they'll probably laugh for a bit.
Yeah, it starts with a laugh.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a bit weird you couldn't think of something, though.
Oh, tonight when they're going to bed and the light turns off and there's that 20 seconds of silence, they go, you don't remember the shirt I got you?
Sometimes people on the radio, Tom, you got to remember.
Yeah.
We've been doing this a little while. We're used to talking into microphones. Some people still get a little bit of stage fright.
Good work, mate. You're going to bat for Josh, yeah.
Trying to help you out, Josh. Throwing you a bone.
We have Callie and Owen on 131065 as we play Date or Mate. Zach, you got a question for Callie or Owen to figure out if they are dates or just mates.
Callie, when Owen opens up Spotify... What's he likely to switch on to listen to?
I'm just going to go with maybe Macklemore.
Macklemore, okay. Interesting.
How many songs does Macklemore have?
He's got a few albums.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Owen, same question. Back to you.
Oh, shoot. I reckon maybe Chris Brown.
Chris Brown. Okay, Chris Brown and Macklemore. Hip-hop. Is that correct, Callie? Maybe.
No, I'm not getting you. Yes.
Again, we might be starting another. This should be renamed the segment that starts fights between couples. Because I think they are a couple as well, is my gut feel. Mm. You're not sure?
I think couple as well. Because I don't think you'd know a friend, would you? I mean, I guess you'd know the music they're kind of into.
If I had
Spotify, I know yours,
what's mine?
It'd be some soundtrack to some movie. Maybe Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that's well done, mate. Pretty spot on, to be honest. All right, Callie and Owen, we think you're a couple. Are we correct?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
There we go. But I guess, look, what we're learning here is you got to pay attention to your partner. If you don't want to end up on national radio maybe having a fight with your partner about how little you know them, just pay attention to the little things.
Well, I think when you put on the spot, though, you kind of go, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually know the answer.
All right, let's see. Yeah, what's the nicest gift your wife Sarah's ever gotten you?
Went on a holiday together.
This is Zach and Dom.
Will and Woody.
Can you hear the difference between a can of beer or soft drink just from the sound of it opening?
Joe Jonas could hear it.
I believe that was a soft drink.
He's buddy!
Gary Barlow from Take That could hear it.
Beer. There's nothing better than winning.
Yeah. Can somebody else try and beat Gary Barlow from Take That? We need a new Can You Hear It World Champ, so we're going to be playing it every day this week.
Will and Woody for the drive home.
Weekdays through four.
Only on Kiss 1011.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. weeknights on 7 and 7 Plus.
Hello, Frank Walker from National Tiles. National Tiles now makes choosing tiles for your new home or renovation absolutely mistake-proof. Yes, National Tiles 3D Photo Quality Design Pro software shows you your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. So don't risk it. Make an appointment or just come into National Tiles now to see your tiles laid virtually in your home before you purchase. National Tiles makes choosing your tiles for your home absolutely mistake-proof.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which is perfect if you're visiting your four-year-old niece today. You'll be able to reserve an Uber ride for 2 hours after you arrive, because you know that's around the time she'll pull out her new toy microphone. She'll crank up the volume, place her mouth fully on the mic, and launch into a haunting 20-minute cover of Incy Wincy Spider. Reserve that Uber ride and escape while you still have your sanity. Reserve now, ride later. With Uber.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Amaysim! Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
Whether you're first timing, upsizing, investing or empty nesting. If you've found the right home, Me has the right loan with support whenever you need it. Search Me Home Loans today. Me, making money good. Credit criteria, fees and T's and C's apply.
We all make promises, promises to protect and to inspire, to create a better future. But promises require action. It is time to speak up and raise funds, because this isn't just about painting a nail blue. It's about making a commitment, saying enough is enough. Make your painted promise to end violence against women and children. You can sign up or donate now at polishedman.com.
We can see so much of the world with our cars, but we can't always see what's going on with them. Like when our brake pads are worn thin, or when our tyres are wearing unevenly. With Bridgestone Tech Check, our technicians send you a 60-second video inspection that shows you what needs repairing now and what can wait, so you can go with confidence. Bridgestone Select, Tyre and Auto.
St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully is a Catholic secondary school for boys, focusing on academic excellence, multiple pathways for success, and development of life skills. St. Joseph's offers a diverse curriculum tailored to suit how boys learn and reach their highest potential, with state-of-the-art learning facilities, our sports academy, and an incredible sports precinct. Register now at stjosephs.com.au for enrolment information and principal tours. St. Joseph's College, a school that prepares for life.
Hi, Mark Taylor here. We may not be able to control everything, but with Fujitsu's Anywhere Ducted Smart Climate Control, you can easily isolate and vary airflow from room to room. And right now, get a Fujitsu ducted system on Fujitsu Cool Finance and pay no deposit and no interest for up to 60 months. Keeping Australians comfortable for over 50 years, Fujitsu. It's Australia's favourite air.
Purchase by 30 November 24, domestic and residential only. Approved credit card applicants only. Fees, T's and C's and minimum finance amount applies. Credit by Home Cards, proprietary limited. See FujitsuGeneral.com.au.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
When life gets messy, switch to One, the only laundry system with 4-in-1 quad power technology to fight over 100 tough stains first wash. Look for the teal pack on special at Coles today. Only One gets laundry done.
Whatever you're anywhere, Ampol Foodery keeps you moving. Go from A to awake with delicious $2 regular coffee. Go from A to anywhere with Ampol Foodery. Product and range availability varies by store. $2 regular coffee at participating stores.